Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Coast to Coast Radio Show, and I'm your host, Ron Fish. I'm here at the Chick-fil-A and Union, and today we want to talk World Series, and we want to talk Dallas Cowboys football, and we're going to talk about the Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers. So we have a lot to talk about, and the Oakland Raiders. But first, I want to talk about the World Series. The Kansas City Royals beat the Mets in five. They won 7-2 yesterday, and this was a game in my heart of hearts. I knew the Mets were going to win. Matt Harvey came out there. He had 8 strikeouts. He had all 4 of his pitches working, the fastball, the curveball, the slider, and the changeup. He mixed it well. He threw these tough Kansas City hitters off all the way for 8 innings. And I agree with Collins to bring him out for the 9th because he was on such a roll. And he was your best option, better than even Familia, because they hit Familia all series. But what happened is they hit him up a little bit, and then Familia had to come in, and then Hosmer doubled to left, Kane scored, and then Perez grounded out to third, Hosmer scored, and they tied the game. Perez grounds out to third, and there's a runner on third with one out. And David Wright throws the first, throws to Duda. Duda makes a little league throw to home because they had Hosmer. If he gives a good throw to the catcher, the inning is over, the Mets win, and we're going to game 6. And he throws the ball away. And Daniel Murphy makes an error. And then, in the 12th inning, because the Royals relievers shut him down completely, in the 12th inning, Colon singles the left. And Dyson scores because they had a man on, and Dyson comes in, steals second. And the Mets catcher has not thrown out a runner since September. So they ran wild on the Mets. And they outworked the Mets. They beat the Mets with the fundamental. Daniel Murphy had a horrible series. He really left his entire game in Chicago, made an error, and they were off to the races. Then they score 5 more times. Escobar doubles left, and then Kane hits. They put in Colon, and Kane clears the bases with a double down the line. It was just one sad event after the other. And the Royals were up 7-2. They win the series. And this is what this series is about. This is a series about the Royals have more toughness. The Royals played defense much better, and they ran the base. They did a lot of little things. They didn't hit a home run other than Gordon's clutch home run off of Familia in the 9th. And this was the worst possible matchup for the Mets. I knew it would be trouble. I didn't know it would be this much trouble. And Kansas City wanted it more because last year they kept thinking about last year and losing in Game 7 to the Giants, and they want to get back. And they did what they had to do. And I thought Volquez, he lost his dad during Game 1 of the World Series, and he only gave up 2 runs, and the Mets had a chance to break it open up 2-0 with the base loaded. They didn't cash in. And that was really the Met theme. They did not cash in, and their best hitters did nothing, basically. Wright did okay. Granderson was great, but Murphy was terrible, and Cespedes was horrible. And Duda was hot early, and then he fizzled out. But there you have it. And Casey was consistent. They didn't have the best overall average, but they were consistent, moving the runners over, keeping rallies going with singles and walks. And they believed the next man would get you in once you walk. It was the next man's job to get a single to bring you in. And that's been their style all year long. And that's the reason why they came back from a 6-0 deficit in the 8th inning in the first round against the Houston Astros on the road. When you do that, you know you've earned your championship. And they earned this championship. I can't say anything bad about the Kansas City Royals. And how they did such a good job. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think they're done. I think they're just starting. You know, I think the Royals have a chance to, if they're still hungry and they're healthy. You got to be healthy. You know, you could be have the best intentions and be a championship team, but if you're not healthy, you're going to end up getting beat by a team that's more healthier, that's as good as you are. So the nucleus is there. They have a good young nucleus. Wade Davis is lights out the bullpen. Their bullpen is fantastic. They're probably going to add another starter to go along with what they have. I think Volquez is going to stay, and they're going to do what they have to do to maintain. And the general manager did a great job putting the team together, because Kansas City haven't won since 1985. And they haven't been any good for years. The last couple of years, they were a good team. That was it. And they put together one, and this is great. The city of Kansas City, I saw the fans celebrating and they're out in the streets, and that's going to be awesome for them, and their parade is going to be awesome for them. For the Mets, they're set up to make another run next year. The only problem is they led all five games and blew it. And that's tougher to come back from than what Kansas City did when they fought. The Giants and Kansas City fought tooth and nail, and the Giants pulled it out. They can't, you know, you can live with that if you're Kansas City. It's hard to, but it's harder to live with when you have five games that you led the entire, you led every single game and lost four of those. The Mets have the young nucleus to come back, but you know, next year is never promised to you. You got to hope the young pitchers stay healthy. They're probably not going to sign Cespedes. They might not even sign Daniel Murphy. I don't even know if I would sign Cespedes. I know he's a great player, but the lackadaisical play he made the other day, getting doubled up at the end of the game, the lackadaisical play he's made a couple times in the athlete. He's got a great arm, but I don't know if I want to pay him that much. I don't know. I would pay Daniel Murphy. He had a slump, but he's solid. But the errors, that was not good. Maybe the Mets let them both go, because if you think about it, they're going to pay Syndergaard, they're going to pay Harvey, they're going to pay DeGrom, they're going to pay Zach Wheeler, who's going to come back off the injury. They're going to play Steven Nett. They're probably going to keep that rotation and just bludgeon you to death with their pitching. So that's the key for the Mets. But then you have the Cubs that are going to be better. They're going to make moves. The Dodgers are going to increase their payroll. They're going to go get some talent. I can't see a team that's ownership of Magic Johnson sitting put, allowing this underachieving group the last 3 years. That's got to drive him crazy. He's too much of a competitor. I know he's a basketball player, but he's into the baseball now. And I'm pretty sure they're going to get some really good talent. St. Louis will be back, and Pittsburgh will be back. And then if Washington actually gets some heart, they can be back. So, and then the Marlins have some decent talent. So, you know, you never know. You can hope they can get back, because conventional wisdom tells me, you know, the Mets will come back and they'll win it all because of the pitching and this great young talent with Conforto, who's a future star. But you just don't know in this day and age. You try to, when you get in that championship, you got to try to win it, because you never know if you're going to get back. Remember Dan Marino? He's a football player for the Dolphins, and said, you know, he was a young guy, went to the Super Bowl. I'll be back. He never got back. He kept waiting and waiting, and he never got back. So you just, when you get in, you better cash in and try to win like the Royals did. The Royals knew that they had to do it this year, and they did it. So I give them credit. Congratulations to the Royals organization. I'm happy for George Brett. I know he's part of the organization. He's one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest third basemans to ever live. So I'm happy for that. Now, I have to get into the NFL, and I got to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, and the Seattle Seahawks. That was a very physical, hard-fought defensive game. If you like defense, you love that game. I did admire how hard Dallas defense and how Seattle played. And I'm going to tell you something, Richard Sherman completely locked down Dez Bryant. And I know that had a lot to do with Robo not being there, but that was impressive. He ran his routes, basically. And that took away a big chunk of Dallas' offense. And they didn't run it as good. And I told you about McFadden. I told you you couldn't trust McFadden. He had 20 carries for 64 yards, but then he got tired in the third quarter and had to go in the locker room to get fluids. He's a guy I don't trust. I like Randall. I think the Cowboys should just stay with Randall, play him, and see what happens. If they had DeMarco Murray, they would have won it all this year. But the fact that they didn't sign Murray, I can't pick him to go to the Super Bowl. Seattle's a team that has annoyed me this year. I threw dirt on them, but I think they still have a run in them, but the Rams are tough. They won again yesterday. The Cardinals are not going nowhere. They only have one bad loss to my Steelers. I'll get to them later. And the Cardinals are probably going to win the division. The Seattle, if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, they're going to do it through the road. And that wouldn't surprise me. But there's one problem I saw yesterday with the Seahawks. Russell Wilson is not throwing the ball well at all. I know he was 19-30 for 210 yards, but that last drive, he really ran it well. If you see, he's had every big run. And the last run he had on 3rd and 7 at the Dallas 17-yard line, he scrambled for 10 yards, got the first down, and took the clock and ran the clock down where they could pretty much salt the game away, made the field goal, won the game, and they won in Dallas. And I want to tell you something, everybody who don't like Dallas or who loves them might think Dallas is done. Dallas is not done. Dallas is still very much in the playoff picture because of the Giants, a terrible, terrible loss to New Orleans. The Giants came all the way back, took the lead, and it was Eli was at his best, playing great. And then the Saints come back to tie the score late, and then they get a punt return at the end of the game, and then they were able to kick a field goal to win a game. It was a devastating loss for the Giants, and the Saints are coming. The Saints are making their moves, and them teams in the South are good. Atlanta, even though they lost to Tampa, who's getting better, Jameis Winston's playing good. I know people think he's a creep in college, but he's playing good. Now, I think he's maturing this year. He has matured. And that's what I liked about him. And Carolina's undefeated tonight, beating a depleted Colts team. And I like Carolina tonight to beat the Colts. I really do. What I don't like, I didn't like how bad the Packers got beat yesterday by the Broncos. I know the Broncos were home, but Denver was impressive. Peyton Manning was 21 of 29, 340 yards, and his arm strength looked good. And he looked really impressive. And something I really liked about the Broncos is they're running Gary Kubiak's stretch run play, where they have a running back, and it's like a sweep, but the running back cuts back and takes the far lane on the sweep and cuts back, and he usually has room because a lot of times the Bronco defenders are blocking, and they have you blocked out on one side. He gets to cut back to the other side, and there's plenty of room left. And what happened is C.J. Anderson ran for 101 yards. Ronnie Hillman ran for 60 yards and is working. Now they're running. So now Peyton Manning can play fake. Now he can go down deep to Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. And now they got a guy, Virgil Green, getting involved. Owen Daniels is involved. And they even gave Andre Caldwell a 24-yard pass. And the Broncos' offense is catching up with this defense. This defense is sick. And this is why I am picking Denver Broncos to go to the Super Bowl. That's right. I like them. I like their defense. I like that. The only thing I'm worried about is when it gets cold, can Peyton Manning continue throwing the ball like he's throwing, like I saw yesterday? I hope so. But I like Denver to come out of the AFC. And they could beat New England at home. They're going to have home field. And then you got to go to Denver, and they play fast. Their linebackers are fast. Tlaib is a beast at cornerback. They're just doing what they have to do. They turn you over. They got a safety yesterday. I mean, they beat up the Packers 29-10, and it wasn't even that close. And they're on the way. Then Green Bay, they're 6-1, so ain't the worst. Ain't the end of the world. So Green Bay should be okay. But I like Denver coming out of the AFC. The NFC, I got to wait to see who's healthy. I mean, the Cowboys could make a run because Romo will be back. Seattle is still Seattle. They may make a run because they play better in December. You know, the Rams are just sitting there. They have a good formula. Todd Gurley's a beast at running back. The Rams are good. You know, the Giants are going to hang in there. The Giants are up and down. Their defense was good last week, and their offense was bad. Their offense was fantastic, putting up 49 points, and they lose. When you put up 49 points and you lose, that hurts. And, you know, I'm an Eli fan. They played great, and they lost, so that was tough. And then the Eagles are still in. The Eagles and Cowboys game next week is going to be huge. I'm going to pick the Cowboys in that game. I think the Cowboys are going to win one with Castle at home to sweep the Eagles and still be in it. But we have a caller.
Hello, how you doing?
Radio. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fine. You are Mr. Raiders fan extraordinaire. What's going on? You should be happy.
That's right. I'm very happy, very happy. We are in line for a playoff berth.
Uh-huh. You are in line for a playoff berth. I will tell you this.
Midweight.
I think Pittsburgh's going to win at home, and I'm going to tell you why. And I don't have a lot of – I don't say this with a lot of confidence. I just want to tell you that. But I just think that Ben had a bad game last week against the Bengals. I think he's going to play better. I don't know if your defense is quite there yet. Your offense is awesome. I love Latavius Murray. Murray had 113 yards.
Yeah.
You know, Amari Cooper is could be as good as Odell Beckham. You hear this on my show.
Better.
And then,
than
you're a Raiders fan. I will for another day.
You want me to? I'll tell you why. You want me to tell you why?
Okay, I
want to
hear this. You tell me why.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he's better than Odell Beckham. Because you got two other guys on the Raiders receiving corps who are getting wide open because of him. That's why he's better.
I get it. I think that he's more explosive, Odell. But I think Amari's one, right now, as a rookie, one of the best route runners in the entire NFL. That's why they're doubling him, because his route running is out of this world. And he's wise beyond his own. He's a mature kid. He's wise beyond his own years. And that's going to be a nightmare thinking about that next week coming into Pittsburgh. But just looking at the Pittsburgh-Oakland, Oakland rarely loses to Pittsburgh in Oakland. Pittsburgh rarely loses to Oakland in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to go with the percentages, but it would not surprise me if you won, and you are going to be in this thing. I just don't like your defense because you gave up 265 yards and two touchdowns to Geno Smith, and Geno Smith could not play for your church two-hand touch league out there in Virginia. You wouldn't even let him in your parking lot. You would tell him, I love you, but you cannot play on this team because you're not good enough. That's the only word. I think I love Tim a little, Mac. I just think that you're developing. This team is coming.
On that point, you are correct. I'm not incredibly happy with it. I didn't even like what we did at the end of the Chargers game. I think we should have held them to a donut. They had no business scoring on us that day. And we kind of took the foot off the gas. We're still –
Took the foot off the gas.
I think, but you know what the biggest difference is? It is in leadership. And leadership is the most important aspect of team sports. And I have to commend Jack Del Rio for doing an awesome job. I thought he was going to bring that professionalism to the organization. He's even made Reggie McKenzie look good.
He sure has. I love this kid in college. And when Oakland drafted Derek Carr, I said, Oakland is going to eventually get a ring because of this kid. You're going to get ring number four because of this kid. Number four. Now, people laugh at you guys, but you still got three rings.
Yeah. Listen. Have you just honestly, just looking at his ball, when I see his ball, ball is like it's a Drew Brees type of ball. It's a tight spiral. It zips. Even his long passes get there quick, you know?
Get there quick.
Telling you, the dude has a gun, man. He has a gun.
Well, I love it.
And our offensive line is holding up.
Offensive line is holding up. And it's Latavius Murray. You didn't tell me about this kid. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he started to come out at the end of the year last year. He had a couple of bad games in our two of our losses. He had a couple of bad games, but – you know, that happens in a season. It's always a long battle. But I'm really excited about where we are.
You should be excited. You should be excited regardless of what happens Sunday. You should be excited about where you are. Now, if you win, then you are going to end up being the wild card, and then all the old Raider Nation will come up. But even if you don't, it's going to be a close game. You're going to show yourself well, win or lose.
But
there were some very confident Jet fans, and I said, you better be careful. I do not think – they're like, why are you picking Oakland? I said, I'm picking Oakland because the Jets do not go up. How many – you could count – as long as you've been a Raider fan, you could count how many times your finger the Jets went up there and won.
Yeah.
They don't win up there.
Yeah, and – I had one friend who's a Jets fan. He said this was going to be a scrimmage. So I had to remind him that he was correct.
Yes, it was. Oh, man. Oh, my God. And people forget. I was young. I mean, when I was young, people forget how good this organization was.
Yeah.
I mean, every year, our freaking Steelers had to try to beat these guys. And they were the second best team in the 70s over Dallas. Because Oakland never, if you saw Oakland play Dallas, they never lost to Dallas, ever. Even a good Dallas team. It was always trying to get through Oakland. Miami or Pittsburgh always had to get through Oakland. And that was, let me see, 68. From 68, I would say, to 1983, you had the best winning percentage of any team in sports.
And you know, I want to say something. I really feel so bad for Le'Veon Bell, man. I mean,
I know. Dude. You know what? It gets to the point. I say, you know what? It's probably not meant to be. I think the best we could do get a wild card and get beat. And then sometimes you just got to say, you know, let's come back next year, try it again, man.
I didn't like that tackle. I didn't like how he brought him down. That didn't look good to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you know, the Bengals are responsible for targeting him last year as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm not liking how they do things over there in Cincinnati, and I think it's going to come back to haunt them.
They're going to need to play. I don't have them beating Denver or New England. I mean, we really handed. We had a lot of, you know, I said this yesterday. We had a lot of Charlie Brown in us, the Steelers. Well, they just couldn't get out of their own way. And the Bengals never took advantage of it. They barely won. And I was thinking, you know what? Maybe they're not as good as I thought. And they're not as good. I'm going to say this, and this is, you're not going to like this. I'm picking Denver to go to the Super Bowl. Their defense is so good at this point that if they get the New England and everybody at their home, they're going to beat them.
First of all, how did you know I wouldn't like it?
Well, I'm pretty sure that you're going to call Mr. Peyton Manning.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
They're going to do this.
You're going to make me get on 95. You're going to make me get on 95 and drive up to New Jersey in a minute. You cannot say that. No way. I don't think so. And here's the reason why. Once that cold weather kicks in, that Ben Gay is going to stop working. And Peyton Manning is going to go back to throwing duck after duck after duck. And I mean, and the other side of it is, he's a playoff choke artist, man. He is a playoff choke artist. It's not going
to happen. Listen, if they get home, they're going, they just have to do what they have to do. Maybe go 15-1, get home field, they're going to do it. And I'm going to bank on Peyton Manning throwing in the wind, which is really rolling the dice.
You know what? I hope there isn't any wind because the ball is going to go backwards if there is.
Remember Mark Jackson? He does his phrases on the NBA TV, and he's like, I'm going to roll this dice, and I better not crap out. And that's kind of what I'm doing with the Broncos, with Peyton Manning in the cold. I love Tlaib. I love that. I love the – they've got a great pass rush.
Yeah.
They got great linebackers.
Yeah.
And they got a sick secondary.
Yeah.
And they play fast at home. I'm banking on
them. That defense is – oh, my God. Listen. Don't count us out for beating them. We can hang it out on them. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. It's going to be a little bit more difficult in Denver, and they're going to be, they're going to be ready for us. But I think we can hang an L. Our offense is is elite, man.
Good. This is really good, man.
I gotta
give it to you. You know, this is not gonna be fun sitting at 1 o'clock watching Oakland come in there, because if they lose, I gotta hear your mouth, so it's double pressure.
Yeah.
And then Raider Nation, and then I gotta see the Skulls and the Pirates coming back, and oh goodness. But you know, the NFL needs Oakland to be good. I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
That it's a popular franchise. People understand you got Raiders fans all over the globe, man. Yeah. So I respect that. I totally do. You know, and then before I let you go, the Mets, you called it.
Yeah.
Where Kansas City was tougher. And the Mets led all five games and lost.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
Happy about that.
Well, here's the thing. They're saying, and this is true, they're saying, well, we'll be back next year. But, you know, next year, regardless of how young you are, next year is never promised to you. Because what if the Dodgers go and get some real talent? What if the Cubs get
right.
pitching? You just don't know. What if teams start to look at the Mets and be like, okay, if we found a blueprint, if we have a bunch of contact hitters, we'll beat them. You got to remember, people are watching and taking notes of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's
man.
True.
So,
the season is too long. You have too many variables. You got injuries. You got all kinds of stuff that happened in the middle of the season. Nobody can say, "Oh, they're going to be back next year," just because they got to the World Series this time.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't say that. There's too much that goes on. There's trades. There's all kinds of things that happen in the middle of a season. Look at the trade that almost happened that might have taken them out of it.
Yes. Yeah, getting the other guy instead of getting Cespedes. Yeah, you just don't know in this world. Yeah, man.
Right.
So I'm going to let you go. And then, you know, Monday,
you
call in and we'll find out about the results of the Steeler-Raider game, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. You too. Okay, before I go, I do want to talk about the NCAA football. Ole Miss beat Auburn. Auburn had a – Gus Malzahn had a bad day. He's a great coach. He had a bad day. And Ole Miss ended up taking advantage of it, winning. Stanford and Notre Dame are on a collision course. And if – I expect Clemson to win. But if Stanford gets beat, you're not going to see a Pac-10 team in there. Notre Dame's going to get in. Stanford, Clemson, LSU, or SEC team, and a Big 12 team will get in. And those are going to be your four teams in the NCAA. Well, I'm going to be back Saturday talking about NCAA football and NFL football, a little NBA.